The South Asian summit in Kathmandu, Nepal, has been postponed for a day because Pakistani President Musharraf's flight was delayed by fog. Pakistan has suggested Musharraf might meet with Prime Minister Vajpayee of India while they're both at the meeting. The summit is taking place as India and Pakistan are in the midst of a big military buildup. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kathmandu.
As the leaders of the seven South Asian nations gathered this evening for a dinner hosted by Nepal's King Ganendra, India today showed no sign it's willing to talk to Pakistan on the sidelines of the summit. Both Pakistan and the United States have been urging such a meeting in an effort to defuse tension between the two nuclear-armed arch-rivals, but India isn't budging. India Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Nirupama Rao said there are no indications India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf will meet. Nor, she said, is there any reason to believe the two countries' foreign ministers will meet. The atmosphere, she said, is not conducive for dialogue.
Under the present circumstances, especially in the wake of what happened in New Delhi on December 13th, when the seat of our democracy was attacked, a certain threshold was crossed. And we believe, in response to the demands that we've made of Pakistan, certain meaningful action is required of Pakistan before such a dialogue is initiated.
This, even as Pakistan today continued its crackdown on militant groups, arresting more than 100 suspected militants, including several members of Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, the two groups India blames for the attack on Parliament and other attacks in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The attack on Parliament killed 14 people, including five attackers. A Pakistani spokesman here in Kathmandu, Major General Rashid Qureshi, today insisted the arrests are not linked to India's demands or prompted by U.S. pressure. They are, he said, part of Pakistan's ongoing domestic anti-terrorism effort. And he expressed Pakistan's hope that India would have a change of heart this weekend and agree to meet. The current situation along the border, he said, makes the need to step back even greater.
We feel that the tension that has built up on the borders with such concentration of forces does not require much to lead it to further escalation. Therefore, Pakistan wants a de-escalation so that whatever needs to be done is done peacefully and by dialogue.
There will be several chances for dialogue during the two-day-long South Asian summit scheduled to begin tomorrow. But should dialogue fail to materialize or fail to deliver, and should India attack Pakistan, Qureshi said, Pakistan will respond with all its might, and he hinted, might have help. The Pakistani delegation traveled here via China, and China, Qureshi said, pledged to support Pakistan in what he called all eventualities. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kathmandu.